We're here to share with the American people the firsthand accounts of those who know this administration's true record on immigration and border security. With us, we have Chris Crane. Chris is the president of the National Immigration and Customs Enforcement Council, which is the union that represents approximately 7,200 ICE officers and employees. Chris has been an ICE officer for 9 years. Also with us is George McKibben. George, here. The third is president of the National Border Patrol Council, which represents 17,000 Border Patrol agents and support staff. George has been with the Border Patrol for over 25 years. Thank you both for your service to your country.
It's impossible to understand the full scope of the administration's changes, but what we are seeing so far concerns us greatly. As one example, prosecutorial discretion for Dreamers is solely based on the individual's claims. Our orders are, if an alien says they went to high school, then let them go. If they say they have a GED, then let them go. Officers have been told that there is no burden for the alien to prove anything. Even with the greatly relaxed new policies, the alien is not even required to prove that they meet any of the new criteria. At this point, we don't understand why DHS even has criteria at all, as there is no requirement or burden to prove anything on the part of the alien. We believe that significant numbers of people who are not Dreamers are taking advantage of this practice to avoid arrest. As another example, the incident in El Paso that we released publicly last week, ICE managers were provided the following details. One, an alien was arrested by local police and placed in jail on two charges. Charge one, assault with bodily injury to a family member, and charge two, interfering with that person's attempts to call for emergency assistance. When ICE later arrested the individual for immigration violations, he attempted to escape, another criminal offense. One agent was injured during the incident, claiming the injuries were intentionally inflicted by the escapee, another criminal offense, of course, assault of a federal agent. So in this case, we have four possible criminal charges, two involving violence, one injured family member, and one injured officer. Without any questioning, without any investigation, the alien was released as a Dreamer. No criminal charges, no immigration charges, no nothing. He's a Dreamer, release him. Incidents like this happening around the nation lead us to believe that the new policies will be ineffective in terms of providing for public safety.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has traveled around the country stating that the border is more secure than it has ever been. We do not believe that to be the case. She conveniently forgot to ask the men and women who are on the front line if indeed that were true, but rather she relied on the information and statistics provided to her by those in positions who have an interest in having them reflect whatever position the administration wants it to reflect. In this case, a safe and secure border. When you surround yourself with people who always say yes, you will get the answer you are seeking.